crime and policing. Everyone deserves to feel safe in their own homes and communities, but for far too many people in the UK, that's simply not the reality today. The Conservatives have talked tough on crime, but failed to get even the basics right. Their unnecessary cuts and ineffective use of resources have contributed to the rise in unsolved crimes as police forces are left overstretched and under-resourced. Serious violence is destroying too many young lives. Our communities are plagued by burglaries, fraud and antisocial behaviour, and far too many criminals are getting away with it. Violence against women and girls remains horrifically high. Huge backlogs in the courts are denying victims the justice they deserve. Prisons are in crisis, overcrowded, understaffed, and failing to rehabilitate offenders. Liberal Democrats will prevent crime and build communities where people can truly feel safe, including by restoring proper community policing where officers are visible, trusted, and focused on preventing and solving crimes, especially rape and other violent crime. Creating a new statutory guarantee that all burglaries will be attended by the police and properly investigated. Investing in the criminal justice system to tackle the backlog of court cases and ensure swift justice. Breaking the cycle of reoffending by improving rehabilitation in prisons and on release and strengthening the supervision of offenders in the community. Ensuring survivors of violence against women and girls are properly supported in the criminal justice process, including through mandatory training for police and prosecutors in understanding the impact of trauma on survivors. In addition, we will free up local officers' time to focus on their communities by creating a new online crime agency to effectively tackle illegal content and activity online, such as personal fraud, revenge porn, threats and incitement to violence on social media. Properly resourcing the National Crime Agency to combat serious and organised crime. Help rebuild public trust in policing by scrapping police and crime commissioners and replacing them with local police boards made up of councillors and representatives from relevant local groups while investing the savings in frontline policing. Requiring the Home Secretary, the Mayor of London and the Metropolitan Police Commissioner to draw up an urgent plan to implement the recommendations of the Baroness Casey Review and tackle sexism, racism and homophobia while encouraging other police forces to do so where appropriate. Ending the disproportionate use of stop and search. Requiring all police forces to adopt ambitious targets for improving the diversity of their workforce and make regular progress reports to Parliament. Improving access to restorative justice services. Introducing the Hillsborough Law, a statutory duty of candour on police officers and all public officials as set out in Chapter 20. Address staffing shortages in police forces by urgently drawing up a national recruitment, training and retention strategy to tackle the shortage of detectives. Ensuring fair pay rises for police officers by reforming the Police Remuneration Review Body to make it properly independent of government. Ensure that survivors of domestic abuse are properly supported throughout the criminal justice system by embedding domestic abuse specialists in every police force and 999 Operator Assistance Centre to ensure that reports from survivors are handled effectively and sensitively. Addressing the delays in domestic abuse referrals from the police to the CPS and subsequent decision-making by the CPS, acknowledging the unique risk these delays can pose to women's safety. Improve the police response to mental ill health by introducing a target of 1 hour for handover of people suffering from mental health crises from police to mental health services. Ensuring that all forces have a mental health professional in the control room at all times. Supporting the police to achieve adequate levels of training in mental health response. Tackle the backlogs in the criminal courts and reduce the number of people in prison on remand by setting a clear target of halving the time from offence to sentencing for all criminals and implementing a properly funded strategy across the criminal justice system to achieve it. implementing a new data strategy across the criminal justice system to ensure that capacity meets demand and to understand the needs of all users, especially victims, vulnerable people, and those from ethnic minority backgrounds. Developing a workforce strategy to ensure that there are enough criminal barristers, judges, and court staff. Improve transparency throughout the criminal justice process by enabling all victims to request a transcript of court proceedings free of charge. Address youth violence and combat knife crime by adopting a public health approach to the epidemic of youth violence, which identifies and treats risk factors, rather than just focusing on the symptoms. This means police, teachers, health professionals, youth workers, and social services all working closely together to prevent young people falling prey to gangs and violence. Investing in youth services that are genuinely engaging and reach more young people. Making youth diversion a statutory duty so that every part of the country has a pre-charge diversion scheme for young people up to the age of 25, ensuring better outcomes for young people and less strain on police resources. Combat the rise of fraud and scams by naming and shaming the banks with the worst records on preventing fraud and reimbursing victims. Requiring banks to reimburse victims of automated push payment scams unless there is clear evidence that they are at fault. Launching a high-profile public awareness campaign to help people spot, avoid, and report frauds and scams. Improve cooperation with our European neighbours on tackling cross-border crime, such as human trafficking, the illegal drug trade, cybercrime, and terrorism, including by working with Europol and Eurojust to develop and implement a joint strategy for dealing with cross-border threats with the closest possible cooperation on shared priorities. Restoring direct real-time access for UK police to EU-wide data sharing systems to identify and arrest traffickers, terrorists, and other international criminals. Tackle modern slavery and human trafficking by reversing the Conservatives' rollbacks of modern slavery protections. Establishing a powerful new worker protection enforcement agency to protect people in precarious work with proactive, intelligent-led enforcement of labour market standards and a firewall with immigration enforcement. Transferring responsibility for identifying modern slavery victims from the Home Office to local safeguarding agencies. Creating a financial deterrent by establishing a civil remedy for survivors seeking redress from their traffickers. Introduce new laws to crack down on puppy and kitten smuggling. Cut reoffending by ending prison overcrowding, recruiting and retaining more prison officers, improving the provision of training, education and work opportunities in prisons, establishing a Women's Justice Board and providing specialist training for all staff in contact with women in the criminal justice system, replacing young offender institutions with secure schools and secure children's homes. Ensuring that every prison has a through-the-gate mentorship program. Introducing a national resettlement plan to improve the rehabilitation of people leaving prison and cut reoffending. Improving and properly funding the supervision of officers in the community with far greater coordination between the prison service, probation service providers, the voluntary and private sectors and local authorities, achieving savings in the high costs of reoffending.
Promoted by Liberal Democrats. 1 Vincent Square, SW1P, 2PN.